is important for me to remind you that time is your own created illusion. There is no such thing as time in the way you perceive time. You're always rushing your life. You're always concerned that there is not enough time within the illusion you've created to do all the things you have to do. There is nothing for you to do. You merely have to become aware of this, to know this within. Then you will realize how unimportant time really is. You have thousands of years of time that have occurred during your created illusion in your past lives. You have acquired so much information within this time created illusion. So you must apply this to your life, and you must realize that there is no time. It does not exist. It all happens in one moment. And this I know is difficult for you to understand. But if you understand the theory of this, then you will understand that you do not have to rush everything. You do not have to do everything. Everything is your mind created illusion. Each one of you has a different illusion you have created, so different, so many problems you create, so many distractions, so many complex frequencies you are constantly putting out there, which are being collected by each of you, which you find confusing when you receive the energies that others are creating, because they are you, they are the same, and your mind will not be able to process this information. And this is where your confusion lies. It will not cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness. This is the way you separate yourself. This is the way you isolate yourself. And you live in a mass of confusion. Be aware of this to enable you to separate it, to enable you to cross the bridge from the imagination to the consciousness, to understand consciousness. Consciousness is all, it is everything, it is one, it is simplicity. But for you it is complex. It is not mystical. It is the real world you seek to discover. When you can understand the illusion you have created, the many illusions you create, you will understand how to separate. You will understand the true meaning of the love from the source. It is all-encompassing. And you must forgive. And you must not envy or hate. Because when you forgive, you are forgiving yourself. This is the journey you are on. This is reality. You cannot even comprehend with the senses you use, with your mind, how difficult you make your life, how complicated you make it. This is entwined with the frequency and the energy from the people you surround yourself with. It confuses you. It adds to your confused existence. You have to remove this. You have to feel the energy from the source, which is you. You are a part of that. It is the same thing. Your fear of death is also an illusion. You cannot destroy energy. It can change from one form to another, but it is impossible to destroy energy. So death is an illusion, and fear is what controls your mind. And your fear of death will stop you crossing the bridge from the mind to the imagination, and from the imagination to the consciousness. Imagination is a word that you have misused for most of the time you have created. It is far more powerful than you can even comprehend. Your imagination is a tool, as is your mind. It is the tool that you use to allow your development to go forward, to understand consciousness, the source. More importantly, to know the source. In your words, God, it is the same thing. Words are confusing, misinterpreted by your mind. Accepted by your mind for comfort, when in reality you convince yourself of many things because it is convenient for you to do this. You do not want to accept the very reality that you have created in the first place. Such a crazy journey you make for yourself. A crazy illusion you create, which allows you to come to a position where you have to make a decision. And if you do not follow your awareness of the source, then your decision is of the mind, and it is often confusing for you. The love from the source is not the love that you are conditioned to understand. This dependency, this love that you crave from each other, is a love of dependency. There is a flame within it that comes from the source, and this again confuses you. no necessity to inflict your fears upon each other. Your fear of being alone. You are not alone. You are one. You are a part of all. And because you are a part of all, you are all. It is the same thing. When you project an emotion, you give out a frequency, and you will feel this energy from each other. When you project a frequency of fear, of envy, of hate, of jealousy, of anger, you are projecting this onto yourself. You must work always in the positive. You must practice this outside of this space. You are a pure form of energy, and you will be a part of that pure form of the source energy. This is your journey. You cannot comprehend within a physical form, with the physical senses that you have chosen to have within this form. You cannot comprehend the energy of the source. It is all-encompassing. It is pure, positive and negative are the same thing. You have chosen a difficult journey for a specific reason, and you have chosen to have no memories of your previous experiences, so you can remember again this energy. This may sound repetitive to you. It is not. It is more simple than you think it is. It is far less complicated than the illusion that you have created with your mind. And when you feel the energy from the source, and you have felt it many times in your life in a moment, when you truly feel this power, this energy, it is for you an incredible experience. It is felt many times in here, out there, within the confusion of your creative life. It is often very difficult for you to feel this. And it is true to say that the science, the physics, is the same thing. It is a process. It is a created process necessary for you to become aware, to know this. You do know within. You have always known within. To remember is not a question that cannot be answered. There are no secrets. We do not understand the word secret. Secrets are created by you to control because of your fear. You must remove fear completely from your life. And of course, you created your illusion for a reason. So, for this reason, you must also experience your illusion. Life is only about experience. And experience will project you. It will put you in a different position within the moment. Within one moment, there is only position. There is only one moment, no time, no mass, no volume, one moment for you to experience all and everything you desire. It is difficult for you to understand that you chose this path. I know it is difficult. You would rather lay blame. You would rather say to yourself, it is a coincidence. There are no coincidences. Nothing in your life happens without a reason. But within your conditioned life, it is easier for you to lay blame. When you are blaming someone else, you are blaming yourself. Because it is yourself that chose this journey. You will eventually reunite with yourself, the Source. It is the same thing. It is God. Your historic religious teachings are confusing for you. They have dual meaning. Whilst your inert belief in, I will use the word God, it is the Source, is correct. It is also incorrect on the basis of the manipulation of words. We do not communicate in words. We communicate in emotion, in frequency. We know within an instant. So, we do not have this confusion. This language, these many languages you have created within your illusion. legions, whilst a common understanding exists within all of them. They have been manipulated by your own mind for what you think is your own convenience. It is not. It is, once again, confusion for you. It is diluted energy from the soul, but it is necessary for you to understand it. There is nothing to fear. The love from the source is all there is. Again, you will create many stories around the world you are discovering. There is nothing to fear.